I'd like to introduce Gord Schoberg, Senior Manager of Municipal and Aboriginal Affairs for Fortis. And Fortis is one of our important long-standing sponsors. And as I've said previously, we could simply not put on the seminars without the support of companies like theirs. I'd also like to say what an absolutely wonderful lunch this is. And, thank you very much. So, Gord, please come.
Well, thanks very much, and I wish I could say I cooked it myself, but you don't want to be around my cooking. So who's got their socks on? You got them, but you haven't got them on. I put mine on this morning, and let me tell you, they're warm. So if you haven't grabbed a pair, grab a pair on at the table on the way out. I'll be here through the afternoon break for you, and we just feel honored to be able to participate in these sessions over the last week or so, of course, around the province. Newly elected seminars are being held, and we have our folks that are attending them and participating. Local governments and the electoral areas are probably our key external relationship that we have sought to build good, strong support with over the years. Our gas lines run up and down your streets, and cooperation between us is of paramount importance. And so that's why we like to have a fairly high presence at sessions like this, the upcoming regional sessions in the spring, and of course UBCM in the fall. So I'm just going to touch on a few things to do with Fortis. Some of you are familiar with our company. We're owned by Fortis Inc., the largest investor-owned utility in Canada. We serve more than 1 million energy customers. We're in more than 135 communities and 91 First Nations communities around the province. Our services range from natural gas, electricity, and propane to integrated energy solutions such as geothermal and district energy. We contribute more than $70 million a year to the BC tax coffers, second largest taxpayer in the province. And we're 100% Canadian owned. We coordinate with your local governments on municipal asset work as we update our infrastructure wherever possible. I don't have to tell you this saves time, inconvenience, and money, which is good for your taxpayers and our customers. I'd like to use a little bit of time just to update you on some of the activities and projects that we have on the go. With respect to our rates, this year, Fortis has introduced a common rate structure for our natural gas customers across the province, except for Fort Nelson. By the end of 2017, so that's 3 years, most gas customers will be paying the same rate, which is different than it has been. Those who live in the Lower Mainland, Fraser Valley, the interior, and northern parts of BC will pay a little bit more, 5% that's phased in over the 3 years. Starting next year. Those who live on Vancouver Island, the Sunshine Coast, Powell River, and in Whistler will see a large decrease of about 25% over 3 years. There you go. Here you can always tell where those folks are from. a 13% kicked in January 1st this year. So the amalgamation of rates is revenue neutral, which means that the cost of bringing down rates in those communities will be spread amongst our other customers. We've also got some exciting projects that are on the go right now. In the Lower Mainland, we're expanding our Tilbury liquefied natural gas plant in Delta to meet the long-term projected growth for LNG as a cleaner transportation fuel and an important energy source for communities. The $400 million expansion will provide 300 person-years of construction jobs and about $4 million a year in taxes paid to various levels of government over time. We expect the expanded facility to be ready for service by mid-2016. The Tilbury facility, located on Tilbury Island in Delta, has been there operating successfully since 1971. So we've got lots of experience with LNG. Over to Squamish. Fortis BC is working on options to provide natural gas service to a former mill site just outside Squamish where Woodfibre LNG is proposing to build and operate a small-scale export facility. Right now, we're engaged in the environmental assessment process as required under the BC Environmental Assessment Act. If our regulator approves the project, construction of a pipeline will begin in 2016. Now back into the Lower Mainland, we need to replace 20 kilometers of our existing natural gas arterial pipeline that crosses from Coquitlam through Burnaby and into Vancouver, which is nearing its end of its useful life. If we receive regulatory approval, this $260 million project will commence construction in 2018. Over to Revelstoke. Yay, okay. We're looking at the possibility of converting Revelstoke's propane system to natural gas. The proposed conversion would benefit customers through lower and more stable rates, access to natural gas efficiency programs, and cleaner burning fuel. Our renewable natural gas program continues to grow. FortisBC is the first utility in Canada to develop and deliver carbon-neutral, renewable natural gas in a distribution network. We're capturing methane that would otherwise be released to the atmosphere from landfills and agricultural waste sites, cleaning it up and adding it into our pipelines, giving British Columbians a cleaner, greener, renewable source of energy. For example, some of the supply sources we have are the Salmon Arm landfill. There you go. Fraser Valley biogas plants. Glenmore landfill. Sea Breeze in Delta and Dick Farm in Chilliwack will be coming online soon. Just a few of the examples. Customers have an option of dedicating anywhere from 5 to 100% of their natural gas as RNG, renewable natural gas, which goes a long way to reducing greenhouse gas emissions and reducing our carbon footprint. Just in closing, our education and efficiency initiatives, we want to ensure our customers have the tools and incentives they need to conserve energy and make the right energy choices. Our energy solutions managers can work with you on a one-to-one basis to provide energy-efficient solutions for your municipal buildings and schools. We're funding energy specialists in Coquitlam, North Vancouver District, and are currently hiring for the Corporation of Delta. Together with BC Hydro, we're also funding energy specialists for a number of school districts, health authorities, and other organizations throughout the region. We've got lots on the go, but I can chat with you further about some of our other specific things if you pop by our table out there in the foyer. Natural gas transportation, for example, Aboriginal and community relations. But on behalf of FortisBC, I'd like to say how impressed I am and congratulate you on your recent election. You've been congratulated a lot, I'm sure. Start of a four-year term. Fortis has been a proud sponsor of these LGLA sessions and UBCM for many years, and hopefully for many years to come. If you've got any questions, any concerns, we're here for the conference, so I'll be out there through the coffee break this afternoon. Feel free to come and talk to me and pick up your socks, especially you, Randy. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Gord, and thank you to Fortis. I know that you have been a very strong supporter, and as local governments, we all appreciate your contribution to helping us all succeed. Okay, so thanks very much. And everybody, we'll be convening again at 1 o'clock, which is pretty soon, I think.